Mekhtach Shira. V'shaliyah Ir HaNidachas. It says that you have the shoe that belongs to people that live in the Ir HaNidachas. That means the whole city, Rova, the city, worshipped Avoy Dezorah. Jews there worshipped Avoy Dezorah. The dinner is supposed to burn the whole city. So if you have a shoe, Shaliyah Ir HaNidachas, Rashi says, Nam in the Sreif HaKayim, he's supposed to burn it. Or else v'shal Zokein, Ha'asu L'chvoidoi. If you have an old person that made these shoes for Stachrichim, that he plans to use when he dies, so such a shoe, loy techlot, you're not supposed to use. Such a shoe is possible. So, l'chura, the first ones are good. Irani dachas, and the shoe shel takruma savoy, the zorah is supposed to be burnt. Since it's supposed to be burnt, it's not considered like it has a shear anymore. But l'chura, what's wrong with this last shoe that a person designated it to use it when he's going to die? So l'chura, it's takrichim. So what's wrong? You don't have to burn them. Omla Ravin Ravashi. What's the reason? Why is it no good? Because that shoe is not meant to wear, to walk with. A dead person doesn't walk. So it's meant just to use for a mace. It's not meant to use to walk on. That's not called a shoe. For the Gemara, if that's true, Ovid Dvedina Nami Lav Leluch Ovid. There is every Bezdin used to have a special shoe that they'll use for Chalitza. Now that shoe, nobody wears it. People don't walk with it. It's left in the closet, and they take it out whenever they have to make a chalitza. So what a kasher is, why is that shoe good? It's also not meant to walk with. Just like a shoe that's designated for a mace is no good, the shoe that's used by Bezdin should not be good. On the law, he said back, no. Ilu maske be shlucha dvedina, mikofa delay dina. If let's say the shliach of Bezdin would take the shoe out of the closet and use it to walk with, would Bezdin care about it? No. Bezdin's not makfid if somebody used it to wear. Mashenke is the mace, a person that sets it aside to use for his tachrichim, there he doesn't want anybody to use it now. And when he's mace, when they put it on him, he doesn't walk. So that shoe is not called used, the chlau for walking. Mashenke is the shoe that Bezdin has, even though they use it mainly for chalitza, but they're not makfid of a shliach if somebody would want to use it. Therefore that shoe is called the hiluch. It's a kosher l'chalitza. Right. The Mishnah says chalitza b'layla. Let's say they make the chalitza at night time. Chalitza sekshera. It's okay. With the yevret, it's good. If we have a lezer poisel, no. Even with the yevret, it's no good. What about b'smoil? Let's say they make the chalitza b'smoil. They make the chalitza off the left shoe, the left foot. So Yavam is wearing his shoe on his left foot. And she takes off from the left foot. It's litzasa psula. It's no good. If we have a left again, machshav lezer says no. It's kosher. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says leima bo kriflgi. The first machlokes, if you could do it at night or not, maybe this is the machlokes. The mas sava makshinin rivim l'negoyim. Well, makish didn't a rivim. That means a riv means like a bezdin. Obstacked in the bezdin has to do. It's doima to the pasha of negoyim. So Rashi says a chalitza is also called a rivim. Why? The goyva ksubasa. Because when you give a chalitza, that's when she collects the ksuba. So it's a din Torah. So we learn out the dinim of Bezdin from Hilchos Negoyim. That what by Negoyim it says, Dafka b'yoyim, it says, b'yoyim. You can only see a nega b'yoyim. So just like Hilchos Negoyim, u'v'yoyim harayas boy, it's only by daytime the Kohen can see it. His u'adin, dinim is also by day. U'masav, u'lay makshin u'rivim u'negoyim. No, you don't learn out dinim from the psak of Negoyim. Nega is only by daytime, but a psak din could even be at nighttime. Maybe that's the machloikis. The Gemara says loy. I'll tell you the kula yalma loy makshin rivlo negoyim. Everybody holds you do not learn out the halachas of Bezdin from Hilchos Negoyim. By nega there's a special halach you can only do it at daytime, not at night. But Hilchos Bezdin could paskin at nighttime. L'moshel gemar din. If Bezdin started to paskin something by daytime and it goes all the way into the nighttime, they're allowed to finish it at night. So you see, you're allowed to finish a din at night. Mashenkin by Negoyim. If you have a doubt whether this is a neger or not, and the Kohen starts to look at daytime, he cannot continue looking at night. By Negoyim, it's only by day and nothing at night. But you see, by Rivim, by Psak Din, they could finish it at night. So the kids, you don't learn out Bezdin from Negoyim. Samara says you don't learn out. Why? Di makshin, because if you would learn out, afilu gemar din v'lala namiloi. The lacha should be, you should not even be able to finish a psak din of nighttime. And we know you're allowed to. See, if so, what's the machlekes over here by chalitza? Chalitza is like the beginning of a psak din. That the beginning could only be at night time and not at night time. No, chalitza is like the gemar, like the end. The end of a psak, you're allowed to do at night time. Therefore, chalitza is also kosher at night time. Rashi says that the Moran Sanhedrin learns out that Tchilas Din is only by daytime. So that's the Machlokes, this Inyan Chalitza, that you gave a Ksuba, is considered like the end of the Psak Din, or is it considered like the beginning of the Psak Din? Fight the Rabba Bar Chia Kituf Soi. Or Bar Uvda B'muk. He made a Chalitza with muk type of material, not menara skin. Rashi says, Avapi Shaina Shalor. For his flax, he had a shoe made out of material, not made out of skin, and still he made a chalitza with it. So Gemara says, Uvi Yechidi. Another thing he did, he made a chalitza by himself without three people. Uva Laila. Also, he made a chalitza at night time, not by daytime. So he did these three strange things, that he used a shoe not made out of leather, and he did it by himself, and he did it at night time. So Amar Shmuel said, Kama Rav Guvraya, how great he has to be, Rav Bachia. Like he does something, mamish like a yachid, not like we paskin like. In other words, he has a lot of places to do things that he holds. That's the pshat, even though we don't agree. Verse says, my kashya, what was shver? E muk, if you want to say that he did muk, for the Gemara Stama Tanya, our Mishnah says you can make a chalitza with eights. So why is it only ki yachidi? There's a Stam Mishnah that you can make chalitza even though it's not made out of leather. Our Stam Mishnah says even a sandal shalates is kshera. So what's such a kasha? He did shamuk. Fayat Elila, if you want to say that he made a chalitza at night time also for the Gemara, Stam Tanya, Tal Mishnah, chalitza b'layla, kshera. The Stam Mishnah says it's kosher. So what's shver and rabba that he made a chalitza at night time? Ela yachidi, kakashale. That's what's shver. Hechi Ovid v'yachidi, how do you do it by himself? The yachidoi, that's only his own psak. Because our first Mishnah was what? Mitzvah chalitza is how much? B'shloisha. So the Stam Mishnah says you have to have three people. So for him to make the chalitza by himself, that's something special to the yachidoi. The yachidoi ketoni lo, that's now we learned. Chalitza b'shnayim, oi b'shloisha. V'nim tzrecha miyem korah v'y posel chalitza psula. See, clearly it's posel. Because you have to have three people. V'yab Shimon, V'yab Yechon, Asandlo, Machshirim. You see, Yechidim are the ones that were Machshirit. O'maisa V'yechot Shecholetz Beinah L'Beinah. It once happened that a person gave Chalitza. Beveisoy Surim. It happened in jail. O'bo Maisa V'lein Rabbi Kiva V'yechsha. Rabbi Kiva also said it was kosher. So Yechidoyim, he did. These people said even Beinah L'Beinah is kosher. V'yomer Rav Yosef Barman Yumi. Omer Rav Nachman. We don't pass like them.
So that's why Shmuel said, like Kama Rav Guvrayo, that how like Rashi says, Loshen Genai, Tiyovet Yechidoi, because he's doing like a Yochit. In other words, like you said now, Ein Halacha Kyeis Azug. We do not pass like that. You're not allowed to make Chalitza by yourself. If you boy Yisem, another Pshat is that Kula Nami Yechidoi Ketornilu. No, everything he did is like a Yochit. In other words, Shmuel was a little Loshen Genai. All the three things he did was really not Shloi Api Halacha. The Tanya was learned like this. Om Rabbi Yishmoel, Rabbi Yosi. Ani ro'isi es Rabbi Yishmoel ben Elisha. I once saw Rabbi Yishmoel, Rabbi Elisha, ben Elisha, she'echolatz b'muk, that he made chalitz with this type of a shoe made out of material, not leather. V'yichidoi did it by himself. U'balayla, he did it at night time. In other words, who holds this is okay? Only a yochid. That's what Shmuel was like saying Lashon Genai about Rabba Bar Chia. How come he did all these things? That these things are not Lafi Halacha. Lafi Halacha, you're not supposed to make Chalitza Balayla. You're not supposed to do it B'Yechidoi. And you're not supposed to do it B'Muk. Yevaita. Then the Mishnah says what? B'Smoil Chalitza to Machlokes. If you make Chalitza from the left foot, is it kosher or not? So Gemara says, what's the Machlokes? My time with the Rabbonim, what's the time with the Rabbonim? Why do they say it's possible? Omarula Yafinan regu Mitzera. We learn out from the Pasha of Mitzera that you have to put the dam on the Mitzera's right foot. Mala halan yimin, it has to be on the right foot, because Ragashi says, Tehsev aboyen ragle hayimonis, is afkan yimin, here also regal means the regal hayimin. For Rebeleza, what's from Rebeleza? Lo yalef regal ragle from Mitzorah. He does not learn out regal ragle from Mitzorah. Therefore, the regal by chalitza is kosher even bismil. For the Gemara, not like this. I thought Tanya, we learned that Reb Lezer Omer minayin l'ritzia she boizin ha'imonis. That how do we know the ritzia by nevid that we have to pierce his ears? We do it on the right ear. How do we know it? Because nema kan oizin v'nema lahalan oizin. You learn out oizin from Mitzorah. Ma lahalan yimin af kan yimin. Just like by Mitzorah, it's on the right ear. Who are then here also by this alacha from Ritzia is also on the right ear. So you see, Reb Lezer Lechur himself does learn out from Mitzorah the alacha of Oizen Oizen. So why doesn't he learn out the alacha of Rego Rego to Chalitza? So Marin says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mochlefer Sashita. One threat is you have to change around the sheet to Zenechanan between Reb Lezer and the Rabbonin. Ravu Amal Yelon Loitepech. No, you don't have to change around the sheetis. The Teretz is like this, oizen, oizen, mufni. That that Reb Lezer makes the Gzera Shava on which ear do you have to make the Ritzia? You learn out from Mitzorah, the right ear, because there, oizen, oizen, one is extra. Since it's extra, it's mufna, that's why there he makes the Gzera Shava. But regal, regal, loy mufni. That that is the Gzera Shava of regal by Chalitza to regal by Mitzorah, there it's not extra. Since it's not mufna, there he does not learn out. For the Gemara, even so, for chiloi mufni my turchika, even if it's not extra, but the churut exereshava, the only pshat is if you have a pircha, if you have a kash on the exereshava, then you don't make it. But if you don't have any kashes, you have to make the exereshava. So for the Gemara, what's the pircha? So Gemara says, ma le mitzayra shekein toyin eight eres fi eza v'shnisolas. I'll tell you, yes, there is a pircha. By a mitzvah, it has special halachas. There you have to use the regular yamin, because there's other things also that he has to have for his tyra. He has to have an eitz eres, he has to have an ezav and a shlis alas. Mashen kein over here by chalitza, that there's no other halachas, just the yamin, just the regal, the question is, on which foot does the shoe have to be? It's possible you don't make the zera shava, and it's possible to say that it's even kosher chalitza on the left foot. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Kuf Dalid, Amar Aleph from the bottom. The bottom Mishnah. Chotza, you made Chalitza, she pulled off the shoe, Verokako, and she spit in front of him. Avoloi Kora, they did not do the Mitzvah's Kriya. Because the Mitzvah's Chalitza really has three parts to it. That first she's supposed to pull off a shoe, then she's supposed to spit, and then they're supposed to say the psukim that it says in the parsha. So our Mishnah says, let's say she did not read the psukim, his chotzosak shera. The mice is still the chlitzer's kosher. The Rashi says, the kriya le makva, tichsir kocha yaseh, koldover shu maiseh makiv, tichsir kocha demashmi kuva a maiseh ksiva, u kriya debura biyamhu. That we'll soon see, certain things, ali kuva, it says kocha, you have to do this. It's only on an action that has to be done. Chalitza is called an action, pulling off the shoe, and rekika, spitting, is called an action. These two things have to be done. Mashenkein, the kriya, saying the psukim, asonia diba v'yalma, that's not makif. What about the opposite way? Let's say kora. They read the psukim. Verokako, and she spit. Avolei chotza, but she did not pull off the shoe. Is chotzasa psula, that's taka posel. Because this is a mice of pulling off the shoe without it is possible. What about Chotza? She pulled off the shoe. The Korah and the red Dipsukim. Avolo Rokoko, but she did not spit. Here it's the Machlokes. Revi Elezer Wai Machlitzasa Psula. And we had Rashi just said that Rekika is also called a mice. That she has to spit. And if she doesn't do this action, the Chlitzas Psula. Rabbi Akiva, why Mechlitzasa Ksherev? Akiva says no, the Chlitzer is kosher even though she did not spit.